You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily podcast on the Minnesota Timberwolves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. As always, your host here, Colton Molesky, bringing you daily Timberwolves content. Make sure to check out the Locked On Wolves fan rag website, as well as my Twitter account at TheMolesky, M-O-L-E-S-K-Y, and the Locked On Wolves Twitter account at Locked On T-Wolves. All of those places are fantastic ways to find not only today's episode, but also prior podcasts. We've had some great guests over the last couple of months. Make sure to go check out those podcasts. There's some great listens, and especially we had a couple months back Jeremy Wu of Sports Illustrated on the podcast talking about prospects. Make sure to go check out that podcast as well. Also, got to check out the special Locked On NBA podcasts that are going up right now on the Locked On NBA fan rig website and on iTunes, the Locked On NBA show, because all the hosts of the Locked On NBA network have collaborated to put together a fantastic first-round mock draft where we all sent in segments. We'll all be a part of this. We all collabed and came together to make this massive mock draft that is going up in segments. 1 through 6 is up right now, and each piece of this over the next couple of days, each piece of the first round of the draft will be released via the Locked On NBA. And the commissioner of this draft is none other than David Locke, our fearless leader. The owner, the man who started the Locked On Network, is going to be playing commissioner. Jeremy Wu, the Sports Illustrated draft expert I was just talking about and have done a podcast with in the past before, a couple shows actually with, he is going to be our draft expert, grading each one of our picks as they come in. And it's going to be a massive collaboration. It was a ton of fun to do, a ton of fun to prep for and get ready and put together. And they sound great. Again, 1 through 6 is already up. Those picks are already up. Go check it out. It was a ton of fun, and it sounds great. It really is a cool project that we've been working the last couple of weeks putting together. Tons of fun. Really sounds great. And not to pat our own network on the back here, but it is one of the best ways to get ready for the first round of the draft. You don't have to read anything. You can throw it on the car, and just like that, you can become a draft expert as Jeremy Wu educates you, and each one of us tries to play GM of our teams that we cover and make the best pick for our franchises. Ton of fun. Make sure to go check out those episodes, that series that has already started releasing. You can already go check out the first installment of that series this morning. So go check those out. Those are great, great tools to get ready for the draft. And speaking of great tools to get ready for the draft, today, as we do every Wednesday for over a month now, Prospect Wednesdays, where I take a look at a prospect I think would be really great, a really great addition for the Timberwolves. I tell you why the Timberwolves would be in line to draft him. They have the number 20th pick overall in the first round. Why is he available at number 20 for the Timberwolves? Why is he a good fit, and how he can contribute right away for the Timberwolves? Been doing this for over a month, really enjoyed it, and today we have potentially, I'm not sure what next week's schedule is going to look like. Crazy stuff going on with the draft next week. A lot of stuff going on. Not sure if we're going to have another Prospect Wednesday. So this might very well be the last Prospect Wednesdays episode. So for the last one, today's prospect is DeAnthony Melton, USC shooting guard, freshman out of Southern California. The Trojans freshman guard who did not play all season last year. I'm going to get into that in a second. I'm going to tell you his weaknesses. Start with the weaknesses, because an FBI case is in the work for weaknesses. Want to get that out of the way right off the bat. Going to talk about weaknesses, going to talk about the setbacks, drawbacks, and then we're going to get into strengths, why the Timberwolves should still consider them, why he should be there at 20, and how he fits onto the Timberwolves roster. Going to get into all of that. First of all, we got to tackle some pretty glaring problems. So obviously, not playing your sophomore season is a big problem. And I'm very familiar with this case. I'm very familiar with this pick because if you don't know this about me, I write for a lot of sites. I cover various teams and various sports for a lot of different places, along with hosting this humble Timberwolves podcast. But I write for SB Nation. I work for their Conquest Chronicles page, which covers everything USC Trojans athletics. So I'm very familiar with D'Anthony Melton. I'm very familiar. I've written several articles about him, about the situation with the FBI and the case. So the long and short of it is that as a freshman, really solid freshman, part of a really great class. He played alongside McLaughlin, Chimizie Mutu, Benny Boatwright, Elijah Stewart, all really solid players. And, of course, McLaughlin, Mutu, Stewart, they're all trying to head to the lead. And Mutu will definitely be a draft pick. McLaughlin, Stewart trying to get into the draft. Really great class. And D'Anthony Melton was part of that class. 2 years ago, they were a 26-win team, kind of a surprise team. And then in March Madness, they were a surprise team to win against Providence. They were surprised to really take it to SMU. They were surprised to really do well against Baylor. And they kind of had this team that was a surprise team in March Madness and now had all these guys returning that were weathered March Madness players. They had done a great job the season before through regular season play, conference play, and now they were coming back to run it back. And that kind of all went awry when D'Anthony Melton had this case brought by the FBI against him, this whole bribery in the classroom case to get out of grade, certain grades to get out of certain classes, this whole bribery scandal around Melton. And so he missed. They were trying to fight it at the beginning. The whole mantra around that the USC hoops had was, he's going to beat this. He's going to shake this. He's a good kid. This isn't him. This isn't what he was doing. And he's going to shake this off, which eventually turned to, he's not going to shake this. He's going to get expelled and dismissed from USC, and he's not going to play any of this season. So that was his sophomore year after a really solid freshman campaign as the stud shooting guard for the Trojans next to Jordan McLaughlin. That's a lot to take in. That's a lot. If you're not familiar with it, that's a tough pill to swallow. And you might be thinking, Colton, why the hell are you recommending this guy as the pick for the Timberwolves? Why this guy? There's a lot of problems right away. The first, namely, that he had an FBI case against him. Second, he didn't play for a year. His sophomore campaign went without him touching the hardwood. Third, he is just not a three-point shooter, which is probably the lesser of all those things. But when all the guys that I'm bringing to you that have been shooting guards or point guards or even small forwards, all those guys, one of the reasons I really liked them was because they were great three-point shooters. D'Anthony Melton, 28% from three, and he only attempted 2.1 three-pointers per game. Not the three-point shooting specialist that the Timberwolves need and that I've been looking for in this draft process. So why, oh why, am I looking at D'Anthony Melton? Well, those are the weaknesses, and yes, I realize that it's a lot. It's a lot, but I wanted to get into his strengths, and I want to kind of tell you, I want to show you why I think this is still, he would still be a solid addition. First, before we get to that, we're going to take a quick break for some sponsors. Talking Prospect Wednesdays here, the special segment where I bring you a prospect the Timberwolves could and should draft in the upcoming 2018 NBA draft at number 20. That is their pick in the first round. Talking D'Anthony Melton, the man who played his freshman year at USC, just got into the FBI case a little bit, just touched on a little bit, got into him missing his sophomore year, as well as just the offensive problems that he's presenting for the Timberwolves, the lesser of the problems that he's presenting for the Timberwolves. So why am I taking this guy? Why am I taking the guy who didn't play his sophomore campaign? First of all, I think you got to if you're looking at the workouts that he's doing, if you're looking at him, again, I realize that it is a little bit of a dark horse. It was a little bit of a dark horse pick, honestly, going into the process. And then when you have guys like Lonnie Walker who are jumping, guys like Troy Brown who are jumping up, maybe these are the prospects that they follow you want to grab. I realize he's a dark horse compared to them. But if you're looking at his workouts and he looks like at least he's still the same guy he was his freshman year. He hasn't really fallen off too much. He's stayed diligent in this year-long absence from the sport. If you're looking at that and you're saying, okay, well, I'm willing to put – maybe you're of the minds that these guys should get paid anyways, and I'm willing to put aside this stuff. These guys should be able to go to the G League right away anyways. I'm willing to put aside this FBI case. I'm willing to say, all right, he's probably at the same bar that he set his freshman year. He hasn't exceeded it, which would have been nice, but he hasn't really dropped off or tailed off too much anyway either. If you're willing to look at it through that lens, this guy has tremendous upside. This guy has tremendous upside. I really love his defense, first of all, averaged about two block steals a game and a block a game. So he's winning the turnover battle, and he's able to really do a great job on ball defensively. He's really able to lock up quick guards. You saw him in his freshman campaign. He's playing against UCLA with guys like Aaron Holiday and Lonzo Ball. He's playing against the trio of guards that Arizona was throwing out. Arizona State had solid guards. He's playing against quick guards who are able to make a lot of cuts to the basket, and then off of that, they're trying to open up three-point shooting for themselves off of that cutting to the basket, off of that driving to the basket. He was able to hang with those guys and actually be a really solid defender and be a really solid piece. Had 25 starts in 36 games that he played in, an average 27 minutes per game, and was a solid defender over that course of time. I like the defense that he brings, and I like his offense outside of three-point shooting. Shot 43% from the field, and when he did get to the line, he shot 70% from the free throw line. Also averaged 3.5 assists per game. I like that he can generate offense for himself and create offense for others at shooting guard. I like a shooting guard that can kind of – he can make his name right away defensively, and you have that kind of – the really solid area is his defense, and he's showing offense that he can grow from, that he's showing offensive potential that he can build off of. That's good. That's good for the Timberwolves, especially a team that needed defense, particularly from the perimeter, so desperately. The question, and it's a fair question, the question you should be asking as a listener is, all right, so he's a good defender. He can do some things to open up some players, get some assists, and he can do a few things offensively, particularly driving to the basket. Why am I taking this guy and not just sticking with Tyus Jones? Why am I giving up Tyus Jones? Because this is basically Tyus Jones' spot, right? Why am I going with this guy over Tyus Jones? First, I think if you're looking at a guard at all that's not like a stretch guy, if you're looking at a guard at all that's not like a Troy Brown, who's kind of that 2-3 hybrid and is almost as much of a small ball, small forward as he is a shooting guard, and is going to be doing a lot more. Because if you're looking at Troy Brown, if you're bringing in another guard, you want him to be doing a ton more stuff. If you're going to keep Tyus Jones, this is all through the lens of, if you're going to keep Tyus Jones, you want a guard like Troy Brown who's going to be a really good off the catch and shoot three. He's going to be a really good perimeter guy on both sides and going to kind of hang out next to that three-point line. That's not going to take away possessions from Tyus Jones. De'Anthony Melton is kind of taking possessions away from Tyus Jones, and so he's crowding that space. Now, one reason to do that is you're throwing in a proven entity, Tyus Jones, somebody teams will be more than willing to take into trades, and it's going to help you get rid of Gorgie, which is something you desperately need to do. You need to free up some cap space to get into the free agency game. Right now, the Timberwolves don't have a ton of wiggle room, and so it's going to be really hard for them in free agency. If you free up the cap space that Gorgie is taking right now by putting Tyus Jones into a trade with him, this is the same logic that I used with the drafting of Aaron Holiday, then you're really freeing up cap space for the Timberwolves. That's good because you're filling a role that Tyus Jones had. You're adding another guard. You have a great selection of guards still, and you're also freeing up cap space. That's one reason to do it. The other reason to do it is I think that the ceiling that you, I don't know if Tyus Jones is growing right now. And hopefully, and again, it's going to be hard with Tibbs as your coach, but hopefully D'Anthony Melton can grow into something more as an offensive guy. Tyus Jones has not really done well taking advantage of the opportunities. And again, with Tibbs as your head coach, the opportunities have been sporadic, we'll say, but you're not taking advantage of the opportunities offensively. He wasn't really the guy who you want a guy off the bench, in my opinion, if you're going to have another guard coming off the bench. And again, Melton is a shooting guard, not a point guard, but Melton can have the offense run through him. He can open up some stuff for guys. He is comfortable in a few spots on offense, driving to the basket in a more close, like the 10 to 15 foot range shooting. He can be that guy where he's going to create some of his own shots and take some shots and then get to the free throw line. There is a willingness to do that. There is kind of a resistance from Tyus Jones to do that consistently. And I think you can get Melton to do that consistently. And then the great part is he's not a true point guard. So you can have him do that for a 3-minute stretch, and then he goes back to being the guy who is going to move and cut to the basket off the action of the point guard and be a great defensive piece. I think there's a little more, there's a better ceiling for Melton offensively, though. And I think, I really do believe that 3 to 5 years down the road, he could be a guy who's playing kind of like Avery Bradley for the Clippers, and he played so well for the Celtics. And Avery Bradley does have some three-point shooting, not great three-point shooting, but some three-point shooting that I think Melton could add to his portfolio. I think Melton could add some of that playmaking. And then, again, when you're not running the offense through him, that's fine. You can keep him on the floor with Jeff Teague, with Derrick Rose, because he is a true shooting guard. And he's going to do some really solid defensive things, and he's going to create turnovers defensively. I just like his offensive ceiling a lot, and he is a bit of a dark horse. I'm granting you, especially over the course of the last few weeks, when guys like Lonnie Walker have made a jump, when guys like Troy Brown have made a jump, of the prospects that we've looked at, he's a little more of a reach than any of the guys we have looked at. And so there is that, but I really do. If the Timberwolves end up drafting him at 20, I'm so fine with it because a little bit of a coffee burp there. I apologize. He is a more raw talent than the guys we've looked at, but he is somebody who I really think could pay off 3 years from now. And he's one of those guys. He's not a stash guy still. He's not a grab and stash guy. He's not that much of a raw talent. You can still put him with the second unit. He's still going to create turnovers. He's still going to get a few buckets. And then in 3 years down the road, I think he's averaging 18 points per game. And so when you have him and you can put him next to, because of what he does, you can put him next to Jimmy Butler, and the offense is going to flow through Jimmy Butler, and you're still able to play him. I think that he would do really well, especially when you go super small for the Timberwolves. And he has the size where you can put him on a couple different guys defensively. 6'4", 190 pounds, and I think you give him another 15 pounds that he gets when he's working out with NBA trainers, when he's on the NBA offseason program. I think you can give him he's going to put on some weight, and he's got the height that you want. He's going to be able to be a little more versatile defensively because of that height that he has over Tyus. So that's why I would take him. That's why I like Melton. And that's why I would be fine taking a little bit. He's a little bit more of a risk prospect, but that's why I would be fine taking Melton. And then in doing so, kind of say you're putting Tyus Jones on the trading block. So that's my guy for this installment of Prospects Wednesdays, D'Anthony Melton out of USC, the technically freshman guard out of USC. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I hope you guys are tuning in to the Locked On NBA mock draft that we all put together. Thank you so much for listening to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.